Hello, my name is Dennis. I'm 22 years old, and I'm gonna talk a little bit about what's my favorite hobby and what is my favorite hobby. I'm gonna say that my favorite hobby is playing video games. I've been playing my entire life since I was seven, I think, or probably six. I enjoy it too much at that age because, it was a child, so basically, thing was not a big deal at that moment. And I remember that I used to play too much a video game that was called GTA. It was basically about doing stuff like steal cars, doing robberies, things like that, And I really like that kind of a hobby because that's not the only video game that exists, but as you may know, probably is like when you play a video game, you can do almost everything that you cannot do at real life because. Being honest, I don't see myself like robbing a bank or doing something like that, something that crazy. And I think that that's my favorite hobby because of the video games, I started to learn English. I started to get interested to learn a different language. And at the end of the day, that was the main reason that I started to take that step to increase my knowledge and have an active listening. Also to how to read in English because at that certain point of my life I was like learning how to read in Spanish. So for that reason I think that is my favorite hobby and that's my favorite hobby, Now I'm going to read the speech. As the pen fell far to the floor, Amy watched it head to the linoleum. She knew she couldn't have caught that pen. It ran through it to her from his greasy old hands. But she picked it up and wrote the directions to her house. She cleared her throat, but her words still sounded hoarse. This is the best route. Keep your horse to this path and you'll be fine. After you cross the creek, be careful of the large roots that come up out of the ground. We'll have a cot set up in the guest house for you. Amy handed the pen back to Brian. She wanted to wash her hands immediately, but settled on wiping them on her jeans. The look on Brian's face when she did it sent this pin-pricking sensation through her. She knew she shouldn't be so hard on him. After all, she thought, he's my brother. I shouldn't be so angry all the time. And he's doing us a great service by helping us out this summer. Thanks again, Brian. I'll see you in the morning. Travel safe. Brian nodded to his sister. He did not attempt to extend his call-out dirty hand to her, but he smiled, knowing that at least she had begun to trust him again.